guy would f*** your cleaning guy up in a sword fight. It's BS in the Morning.
Greg, how you feeling today?
I feel all right.
Yeah? Everything okay?
Yeah.
You went out yesterday, you hit the streets with the one and only...
It's Steven, the cleaning guy.
And I know how much you hate doing things that we've already done in the past. So this is a brand new segment we've never done before.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting.
It makes me physically ill to do things that I've already done. It's a weird thing I have.
It's
like if
true.
I drive somewhere, I can't drive the same way back. I got to take a different route back.
Yep. You're a weirdo. That's fine. Look at this. Steven, the cleaning guy, walking on in here. Hello, Steven.
Hi, Sparks.
Grab this microphone, sir. Watch out for the cream cheese.
Yeah. I heard that one.
Steven, how are you?
I'm fine.
Without giving anything away, did you have fun yesterday?
Yeah, it was good.
You went out and you recorded some audio with Greg here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Without further ado, we need three fifth men to call on in here. Let's go with caller number 7, caller number 8, and caller number 9. Good luck to you. You're going to be competing to get one spot in Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch that's happening down there on Fremont November 1st. I know, it's fun to say. You got $1,000 is the grand prize that you can score for this. I guess there's going to be a bunch of pumpkins set up, and you're going to be able to run out there. Grab a pumpkin. That pumpkin is associated with a numbered prize. Turn in the pumpkin. Get the prize. You don't know what that is for. Yeah, so it's going to be fun, man. Get you in on that one. Hopefully, details are up there on comp.com, but we'll get you in. It could be fun. You could win $1,000. There's a bunch of other, you know, concert tickets and everything as well, but that's where you're going to be competing against in a segment that we're calling...
Everyone's got a price. We find out what it is.
Let's do this.
It's how much would it take on BS in the Morning.
How much would it take? Greg, this is a brand new segment we're trying out for the very first time here on the show.
Yeah.
You want to explain how it went, how it goes here?
Basically, what I did was ask people how much money it would take for them to do certain things. So it's...
Are you talking about two Steven?
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to ruin it. Okay, yeah, to Steven.
Yeah, well, he went down there with you. I was just trying to see how much it is. I mean, this is the first time people begin to interact with him. These are all newbies. You know, here on the show, the fifth man, we know Steven. Yeah. We know what he's into. He's into some weird stuff for the normies now, walking around.
Yeah, and there's parts where you're going to notice that I had to edit because obviously for time, I couldn't have them sitting there talking for an hour. But I described to them what Steven, you know, and then look him over.
Got it.
I believe the first one I left it in where I described Steven was 35-year-old virgin, you know, BDSM, bicep, whatever.
Okay, good.
But the other ones I described as well, you probably won't hear it though. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, we're going to do round one right now. First one in.
Jason. Thank you for being here, my friend.
Hello, Jason. How are you, sir?
Not bad, brother. How are you?
Good, good, good. All right, you're going to be competing. It's going to be Price is Right rules. You're going to be competing with your other fifth men. Let's get to know them. Put you on hold. Truck driver Jason. We got Jason and then truck driver Jason. Hi, truck driver Jason.
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. We are doing good. Put you on hold. You're going to be competing against another Jason. And are you kidding me?
I am not.
What is going on?
Jason. Thank you for being here.
Are you
three Jasons. All right, you're Jason 3 is what your name is, okay? Okay, Jason?
Yep.
Okay, you're Jason number 3. Okay.
I'm already confused.
All right. It's okay. You're Jason number 3. We have Jason 1, truck driver Jason, and Jason number 3.
All right.
My God, is this confusing. All right, you guys listen in on this one because it's important because what we're going to be doing is Price is Right rules. You're going to try to guess how much would it take. Greg, I'm firing off the audio. If you need me to stop anywhere, because I specifically asked him, I don't want to hear this. This is the first time I want to hear it, too.
Yeah.
And because I love listening for the first time like you. Here we go.
Hey, it's Greg from BS in the Morning. I am currently walking down the strip with Steven, the cleaning guy. Are you excited right now?
Waking up.
Good. Basically, you're a prop. I mean, you're not really going to be part. You're kind of part of it, but you're just a prop. Is that okay?
What else is new?
Yes. Hey, you guys want to be on the radio?
What radio station?
It's Comp 92.3.
Don't know it, but
yeah. Real quick. I got to interject already.
Yeah.
Was she hammered?
Cause that's a little bit, dude. But she was super fun, dude.
Yeah, like, that's a hammered yeah.
Yeah. The first one is she's really fun.
But but yeah.
That's
okay. Party Central.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Chelsea, and I'm from Texas.
Chelsea from Texas. All right, cool. This specimen right here is Stephen, the cleaning guy. He is actually the real life cleaning guy at our station, at the radio station.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit about Steven. Steven is a 35-year-old virgin who is into BDSM and is a sub. This is all true. I'm not making it up. He's blushing a little bit, but this is true. So, but here's the thing. Okay, I just want to ask you a few questions. Is that all right?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so you're checking out. Look Steven up and down here. You check him out a little bit. You know, he's a fine man. I was wondering, what would you charge to give Steven a hug? Any amount of money. Just what would you charge to give Steven a hug?
Okay. Steven, a hug. What would you charge to give Steven a hug? We're going to go to Jason, number one. This, again, these are Price is Right rules.
Yeah, okay? So it's closest without going over.
Exactly. What do you think, Jason, number one? How much did
$20.
You... $20. $20.
All right.
Put you on hold. Truck driver Jason.
Yes.
What's your guess?
I'm going to go $1.
All right.
Okay, $1. Put you on hold. And then Jason, number three... We have $20. We have $1. How much do you think she would charge, Steven?
$2.
$2. Oh!
It's cutting truck driver Jason.
Oh, right my there. God. I love it. It's cutthroat right. Yeah, already. Here we go. This is how much she would charge to give Steven a hug.
$150.
$150? Damn.
He would do anything, right?
Steven, what do you think about your dom over here with $150?
Why are you always trying to hit me up with another dom?
I don't know. I'm just trying to hook you up, man.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So Jason number one wins that one.
Jason wow. number one.
First point there.
Congratulations. You got the first point. And by the time we're done asking all these questions, the fifth man who has the most points is going to win that entry in a Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Okay? That's how we're going to run this. Congratulations, Jason number one.
Thanks.
All right. There you go. $150 for
high
a
roller.
Hug.
Yeah.
Good Lord. This lady's got high standards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Question number two.
How much money would you charge to give Steven a kiss on the lips?
Okay. Do I keep playing this?
Is there a gap?
No.
A gap.
There's no gap, but I was kind of scared.
All right. Whatever. Okay. I mean, that's what it is. Kiss on the lips. So.
Okay. Kiss on the lips. What do you think, Jason number one?
$250.
$250, okay. Okay, put you down for $250. Truck driver Jason?
Well, I'm going to go with $300 since a hug was $150.
Okay, $300 for a kiss on the lips. Jason number three, what do you got?
$350.
How much did...
Okay, so $350.
Okay, so $350 is $50 more than truck driver Jason. Let's find out. Here we go.
He's like, oh, God, come on.
Okay, sure.
Let me think about it. Like a peck? Just a peck?
Just a peck. And then here's the gap. Sorry, I see what you did. Okay. Here we go.
$500.
$500. Not bad, Steve.
Wow, Jason number three with a point.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? All right. I mean, we're in Vegas, too. I mean, $500 for a kiss.
Wow, $500 for a kiss on the lips. Jason number three?
Yeah.
Jason number three, congratulations. You were the closest without going over, man. How's that feel?
Feels good. All right.
How much would you charge Steven for a kiss on the lips?
Probably about $500.
Okay. Not bad.
Not bad.
Right around the same price.
It's the going rate.
Yeah, it's the going rate. So Jason number one's got a point. Jason number three's got a point.
Yes. All right. We're going to up the stakes a little bit, okay?
Oh, boy.
What would you charge to French kiss Steven, the cleaning guy?
Wow!
Oh, wow.
Okay, kiss Steven, the cleaning guy. We're going to start with Jason number three this time. Jason number three, you got the first guess. What do you got?
Say $750.
$750. Okay, put you on hold. If they would let me. Truck driver Jason, what do you got? Kiss on the French kiss.
God, $1,000.
$1,000 to French kiss Steven.
Yep.
Much on hold. And Jason number one, what do you got?
Let's go $1,250 then.
$1,250, Jason number one says. And let's see what this lady from Texas said. How much to French kiss Steven, the cleaning guy?
So I'm pregnant, so I get seasick really easy and all kinds of motion sickness. So it would have to be a lot. Let's just say, I got to pay my rent. I got bills to pay. I'm going to say $5,000.
Oh, my God.
All right. $5,000 a French kiss, Steven. All right. Yeah, you never know.
What did she say?
You could get herpes or something.
Jeez.
By the way, I think she was lying about being pregnant. I think she
was right. Steven, how does that make you feel, man?
What was that, Jason? That got, yeah, you win, Jason. Number three. Jason number three.
Now has 2 points. 2 points. Yeah. Wow. $5,000 to French kiss you, Steven.
With the extremely low chance of getting herpes, apparently.
Oh, man. Is that insulting or is that kind of flattering?
No, I'm deeply offended.
All right, let's find out what the hell the next one is here.
Let me ask you this. Let's up it a little bit more. What would you charge to give Steven the cleaning guy a mouth hug?
What's a mouth hug?
Like a...
Oh, to give him one?
Yes, to give him one.
I abstain.
Come on, you got to give a number.
Oh, geez, that's a toughie.
Oh, boy. All right. Woo-hoo! Wow, okay, Steven. Did your ears perk up after this, Steven?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. I have a feeling I know the answer. All right, here we go. We're going to go to truck driver Jason. You're in first. What's your guess?
Jesus. We have to go like $15,000. She has rent to pay.
$15,000 to give Steven the cleaning guy a mouth hug. All right. What's happening on this show? Jason, number three, what do you got? What's your number?
$20,000.
$20,000. Wow. Right. Woo! Wow. Okay. And then Jason, number one. Dude, you got to go $1.
$12,000.
Okay. It's under. All right.
I'd go higher.
You go higher.
See, she wanted to abstain.
All right, let's find. What are the guesses here, Greg?
We got $12,000, $15,000, and
$20,000. Oh, my God. This is a new game we're trying called How Much Would It Take? And the question is to give Steven the cleaning guy a mouth hug.
I don't even like to give boobs, but. Oh, geez, Louise. Let's say, do they have to?
We'll say this time no.
So just I could just put my mouth on it and then be done.
You put your mouth on it 6 times.
Why is there a break here?
That's the break. That's what I'm saying. You were supposed to go to the.
Oh, well, okay. I see. Right. That's my fault then.
8,000.
8,000?
Wow. Oh!
Hold on. Keep going. I don't remember if she tried.
Not that bad. What do you think, Steve? That's better than the kiss.
I was kind of expecting 10K.
Yeah, really? All right.
But I thought that was going to be asking too much for not having you.
Right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, thank you, Chelsea. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, they all overbid.
Yeah, they all overbid.
So that one's null. So who's got the most points?
Jason number three.
Hey. Congratulations, Jason number three.
What?
I have Jason number one.
He has 1 point.
Yeah, I only have one. I got to be honor, you know.
Oh, your honor. So Jason number one.
I did it wrong. Yeah, I have it all written down. Jason number one's in the
lead. Jason number one has how many points?
Two.
I should have two.
Oh,
I have three with two.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you, Mateo, for keeping score as the silent judge on the side. Congratulations, Jason number one. You, my friend, are getting hooked up with that one spot in Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch, man. You could win $1,000.
Awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, put you on hold. Wow, that was really, really fun. We have 2 more rounds of How Much Would It Take?
Yes, that's correct.
And we'll be playing that coming on up here more in 5 minutes.
Proof that people are dumber than you are. It's BS in the Morning.
Ready for another round? I'm liking it, man. I like this new game. It's fun. Steven, our cleaning guy.
It's Steven, the cleaning guy.
He just waddled on in here. Steven, we love it when you're in the studio. We appreciate your presence. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're here only because bagels are here, but we love the fact that you're here, especially for this game. You went down to the strip with our one and only Greg Salerno yesterday.
Yep.
And you heard the first round. Was the first girl someone you could be interested in?
She was a big girl. She was attractive in my eyes.
Nice. Good.
But, she was nice.
No, I'm no, not
Would
interested.
You ever pay $8,000 for a mouth hug?
No.
Yeah, that's steep.
I mean, that's... No.
No, you wouldn't do it?
I don't have that kind of money.
I mean, but if you had the money...
No.
Would you pay $8,000 to get dominated?
No.
Huh, interesting. Pay $200 to get dominated.
He does.
That's what I'm saying, right? Interesting.
Where's the line?
Steve? Well, it's a little different than $8,000.
It's a lot different than $8,000.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to 40 see where it's at. And that's kind of what this game is. If you miss the first round, we're doing something called How Much Would It Take?
Everyone's got a price. We find out what it is.
Let's do this.
It's How Much Would It Take on BS in the Morning.
Let's go. Caller number 10, 11, 12 right now. 876-3692. You're getting in for round two of How Much Would It Take? Everybody does kind of have a price. You know, everyone's like, boy, I could just improve my life forever. Or maybe momentarily, if I do something, you know, and I normally wouldn't do. And it's kind of interesting to see where that line is for people. We obviously know $8,000, far too much for Steven to pay for getting a mouth hug from some lady on the street from Texas.
What are the odds that our next three contestants will have the same name again?
Oh, all Jasons?
All Jason. All the same name.
I don't know, man. It must be a pretty popular name. Depending on what year you were born.
It's the day of Jason.
Yes. Well, we'll find out what it is. Coming on up here as we do round number two. I thought first round went really well. It's kind of tricky there with the Price is Right rules. So many people. Let's find out who our next three contestants are.
Not you, Travis! You by yourself. You know what? F*** you. I don't need a reason.
Hello, Travis. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thank you for being a part of this. You obviously know how it goes now. Put you on hold. We'll get you in for round two of How Much Would It Take. We have Joe here on the line. Hi. Oh, wait. No, that's not Joe. Hold on. That's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. You are in for round two of How Much Would It Take. Put you on hold. And then we have our last one.
Josh. Hey.
Josh. Hi, Josh.
How you doing?
Doing good, bro. Here we go. Put you on hold. Again, it's Price is Right rules. If you all overbid, that round does not count. All right, are we ready? It's the first one with the most, I should say, the fifth man with the most amount of points after all the questions are asked. How much would it take?
Hey, would you like to be on the radio, please? Please come on the radio.
All right.
Hey, what's your name?
All right. Rain.
Rain. Where are you from, Rain?
I'm from here.
You're from Vegas? Oh, so you know how this works.
I do.
All right, so this is Steven. This is our cleaning guy, Steven the cleaning guy. He's our actual cleaning guy at work, into wearing like fetish gear and stuff like that. He's a pretty cool guy. I had a few questions about Steven. Is that all right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so Rain, how much would you charge to give Steven a foot massage?
Oh, an old foot massage. Steven, those make you giggle.
Well, they tickle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we've heard you getting a pedicure before, and you were enjoying it, to say the least, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the feet, Steven?
No.
I don't believe him at all. I looked at that answer. I don't believe you at all. I think you're a foot guy. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
We're going to go to Travis here first. How much to give Steven a foot massage?
I'm going to say $10.
$10, says Travis. It makes it a little easier when they're different names. Joe, how much would you say this lady would charge to get Steven a foot massage?
I'm going to go $5.
$5? Going less than that. And then Josh, how much would you say?
$20.
$20 to touch Steven's feet. Boy, I feel like you guys all underbid. I would charge a hell of a lot more money to touch Steven's feet.
Thanks, Sparks.
Yeah, it's okay. Just being truthful. Here we go. Let's find out.
Oh, that's terrible. I can't. oh, my God. $300.
That's pretty good.
Decent.
That's decent, right?
God, I hate feet.
Some other chick wanted to charge him $5,000 for a kiss, so $300 for a foot massage isn't that bad. All right.
All right.
tied?
Josh has a point.
Josh, congratulations, man. You're the first on the board.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, cool. Put you on hold. Here we go. The first one. First of all, Izzy, I'm curious. How much would you charge to give Steven a foot massage?
$5,000.
$5,000?
It's no offense. I just need the money.
No, you can't just say any money because I need it.
Yeah, I can. That's what that other chick did.
But he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't pay it.
Okay, then I don't have to give him a foot massage. We both win. Yeah,
no.
How does that make you win?
You're busy.
What if you got $1,000, though?
Yeah, if you could get $1,000 out of it, it's better than no dollars.
No, I don't want to get my foot massage.
Steven, how much would you charge Izzy for a foot massage?
I agree with her. She's both win if she does nothing.
No, look, she's a rock climber. She's got very strong fingers.
I do.
Yeah,
I give great massages.
I'm sure.
And foot massages.
She's got big hands.
I don't have big hands.
You got giant hands.
She's got these hands.
You got giant, like...
Small hands.
No. Are you kidding me?
Just because she can palm a basketball doesn't mean she has big hands.
I know.
Shut up, Brett. Yeah.
It's so true. You just carry gallons of paint around.
All right, this isn't bash Izzy game. Move on.
I'm curious, Steven, how much would you charge Izzy to give you just one-handed?
No.
All right. You guys aren't fun at all.
Thank you, Steven.
All right, here we go. Next question.
How much would you charge to play Twister with Steven naked?
Ooh. I don't know.
You know the game Twister I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This lady hates you.
Yeah.
There's no way around
like,
it.
Yes.
Yes, God. She's like, you're ruining my day. Joe, you're up first. Hey, what do you think? How much would she charge to play Twister?
Oh, man. $500 for a foot massage. I'm going to go $2,000.
$2,000, says Joe. Josh, what's your guess here?
I'm going to go $3,000.
$3,000. Oh, my God. Travis.
Yo.
What's your guess?
$3,001.
$3,001. Hey. Now we're playing Breaking the Shield. This is what I like to hear. Here we go.
Oh, maybe like, I don't know, $1,200.
$1,200? All right. $1,200 is pretty good.
$1,200.
Wow, they all overbid.
Wow, yeah. That one's nullified. No points. So far, is it, who's got the point?
Joe? Josh.
Josh is up to 1 point. Here we go. Next question.
How much would you charge to let Steven give you a hickey on your neck?
Oh, my goodness. She's laughing now.
Well, I mean, we'll go 500.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
there's no gap.
There's no gap there.
Oh, no.
I'll move on to the next one.
No, I don't think she said the number, though.
Oh, okay.
I think the number she's saying is like she's working it out in her head.
Oh, so we don't know I could keep playing it?
I think there's a gap here, because if not, we ruined it already anyway. So.
That's true.
There's a gap coming up.
Okay, yeah. I think she's working it out in her head. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
I hope.
Let's see.
We'll go 500? 500? But I'm already at 1,200, so I'm going to raise it. We're going to go 2,500.
2,500. Oh, all right. That's not bad. That's not bad.
I'm sorry. There's not. Working it out, man. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Whatever. All well, right. Next one.
Only the highest professional.
If I'm making money, I might as well make money.
Yeah, no. Hey, I get it.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the next question.
That's it. The next one. How much would you charge Steven to kiss on your chest?
Okay, I'm just going to stop it because I don't know. How much money would you let Steven kiss on your chest? Ugh. Boy, that is very intimate. That is very intimate. Let's go here to Joe. Joe, what's your guess?
$2,500.
$2,500 to let Steven kiss on this lady's chest. We're going to go to Travis next. Hey, Travis, what's your guess?
$3,000.
$3,000. You are a very hairy man, Steven. It might be a little prickly. Let's go to Josh here. Hi, Josh. What's your guess?
$3,200.
$3,200. There you have it. Let's find out what she says.
I don't know. I mean, like...
I can't say, you know.
Here's the... Here we go.
Well, we're going to double it or triple it. We're going to go 5,000 like the other girl.
5,000? All right. That's not bad. Okay.
$5,000, Steven, to kiss this lady on the chest.
Josh got another point.
Josh has 2 points now.
And there is one more with this person.
So. Okay. Yes, I see that. Josh, congratulations. You are up to 2 points now. You're obliterating the other fifth men here.
I love underbidding.
Put you up there. Here we go. Last question.
All right, Rain, I'll let you get out of here with one more question. How much would you charge to eat Steven's?
I would never do that.
I can't, gotta give us a number.
I can't. $1 million. $1 million.
Oh, it's all right. It doesn't matter. What? It's okay.
A million?
Yeah.
All right, $1 million. Hey, that's not bad. She didn't say no.
$1 million, Steven. There you go. The other fifth man couldn't catch up anyways. There was only one question left. Congratulations to you, Josh.
Hey.
You are in there for Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Put you on hold. Get some information. And we have one more round of How Much Would It Take coming on up here. Yeah, it'd be nice to be asked to do a Comedy Works commercial since the rest of the show does one.
Jealous?
Just say it 12 times. They'll just cut it in.
They could have added one more voice. Mm-hmm. It would have been fine. Hey, Carlota's out there at Larry Flynn's Hustler Club. Larry Flynn's Hustler Club. Larry Flynn's Hustler Club. Every single Monday night.
Doesn't sound as good.
Up twice.
Now I know why he didn't ask you to do it. Yeah. It doesn't sound very good.
4:30 to 7:30, she's out there. You got free parking, free admission, free buffet, and of course, Monday Night Football and boobs in your face.
On a BS diet? Well, today's your cheat day. It's BS in the morning, fatty.
I'm a fan of this one. This right here is where Steven starts doing his ninja sword moves. Right here.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, double talk. Steven, when was the last time you practiced with your sword? Has it been a minute? Because I was really impressed. I'm not, all joking aside, I know I'm poking at you right now.
I want to see it.
And all joking aside, we were out there at...
Renaissance Fair?
No, the State Fair. Remember when we went there? We saw all the animals and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Steven bought a sword and a lemonade one year.
That's right.
Okay, and it was a master sword replica of Zelda. Mm. And you put on a display of your sword-wielding moves for Greg and I and some ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies.
And then I chopped up a cabbage at the fundraiser for the football.
Yeah, have you used the sword since?
No, not yet, no.
Where is it in your house?
It's sitting next to the bed.
It's like a defense weapon?
Maybe.
Someone kicks open the door, you grab Zelda's master sword?
Yeah, the cat will distract him. I'll get the sword.
I love this.
Dude, you should use your sword at night. You should put your fetish gear on with the mask and go out with a sword at night and just do crazy stuff and then come back. That'd be like your alter ego.
Yeah, it'd be like...
You're like Beverly Hills Ninja.
Terrible.
Vegas style.
Terrible.
You wouldn't do that, Steven?
No.
Would you run around town in your rubber suit?
Yeah, he would.
No.
Yeah.
Do I look athletically fit enough to be doing that?
Well, no. You no, everybody knows
hobble,
that. But
whatever hobble. You want to do. Be pushing a wheelchair.
First of all,
I don't know, you're making it more complicated.
Steven doesn't hobble, he waddles.
Oh.
We already know that.
Just imagine now. Yeah. Waddling around.
I am the knight. My steel cut through the darkness.
That's right. Steven pulls out his sword. Can't wait. You walk into 7-Eleven.
Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Yep. Complain the hot dogs are too cold still. Not heated up enough. Well, Steven, I'll tell you this. You're a good sport, because you went down there with Greg Salerno for a segment that we are going to get to. First, let's get the callers, though. Let's go caller number 10, 11, and 12, 876-3692, 10, 11, and 12. You're going to be a part of our brand new game here. It is called...
Everyone's got a price. We find out what it is.
Let's do this.
It's How Much Would It Take on BS in the Morning.
How much would it take? That's the question you not only need to know, you got to guess. Because you could win yourself a spot into Comp's Great Pumpkin Snatch. Something we're going to be doing down there on Fremont Street November 1st. Get a bunch of pumpkins lined up. They're all associated with a prize. You run up, grab a pumpkin, bring it back to the table. Could be worth $1,000. That's the grand prize that we're going to be doling out down there. It's really cool. Now, Steven, did you have any idea when Greg was like, Steven, we're going to go get audio. Get in the car. We're going.
No. I had a feeling it will probably be at my expense, but that's about it.
It's always at your expense, sir. Yeah. You are...
Literally. What would it take?
How much would it take?
That is exactly... Let's find out who our fifth men are that are going to be playing in our fun game here. Hi, Ryan. How are you, sir?
How you doing?
Doing good. You heard the first two rounds? You know how this works?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Put you on hold. And then we have Rich. Hi, Rich. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Is it Rick or Rich?
Rich.
Rich. Okay, sounds good. Rich, put you on hold. And then we have Larry. Hello, Larry.
How you doing?
Doing good. Okay, good. All three fifth men are here. We are ready to play another round of How Much Would It Take? This is where Steven and Greg are standing there on the street. You're calling over some people, and they simply have to guess. Hey, not guess, but tell you, how much would it take to do so-and-so to Steven, or do such-and-such to Steven, okay? And then you, on the phone, are going to try to guess that. Price is Right rules. If you all overbid, we call that a null vote, and we just move on. Here we go.
Hey, man. Hey, sir. Excuse me, sir.
What's it do?
Hello, sir. Can I interview you for the radio? Would you like to be interviewed for the radio?
What's it for?
It's for Comp 92.3. It's a rock station.
I guess. What you gonna ask?
All right. Well, here, I'll tell you. Here is what's your name, sir?
Fred.
Fred, this is Steven, the cleaning guy. He's actually...
Is Fred on drugs? What's wrong with Fred?
Fred looked really hyper.
Okay.
He was smiling, like, really, really wise.
Oh, certainly no. A character.
Fred, this is Steven, the cleaning guy. He's actually... I work at the radio station. He is actually the real bona fide cleaning guy for our radio station.
Are you asking me if I want a job, or...
No, that's fine. Wait, where do you live? Here in Vegas?
What? No, I'm from Tennessee.
You're from Tennessee? Well, you're a pretty muscular dude. Right? I mean, you work out and stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, I wanted to have a question for you. How much money would it cost for you to spoon Steven? Like, just lay down spooning with Steven?
Now, is
there
in
the right spot.
Okay, keep going.
Big spoon or little spoon?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. You could be either one.
Okay. Either one. Doesn't matter. Big spoon or little spoon. We're going to go to Ryan first. How much do you think? How much would it take to spoon Steven?
$1,000.
To spoon Steven. Put you on hold. All right. Rich.
Hey, what's up, man? He took my answer.
Okay. Well, Price is Right rules. You either go 999 or 1,001.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Jesus, $1.
Okay,
all right.
He went the complete opposite way of $1, and then we have Larry. Hi, Larry. What's your guess?
$2.
$2. So we have $1,001, and $2. Let's find out how much it would take.
He's trying to cut Rich's rich.
To see how much it would take to spoon Steven.
I'm not too high priced. Give me about a couple grand, I guess.
A couple grand for real, dude.
All right. So $2,000. Like I said, he's not high priced.
Yeah.
Right?
Ryan on the board with 1 point.
Ryan, congratulations! You got it with $1,000, man.
All right.
Would you honestly charge Steven $1,000 for you to spoon him?
What even is?
Would you do it, Ryan? I'm talking
to me.
Yeah.
Oh no.
How much would you charge personally?
For therapy.
Damn it.
All right, Ryan. Push on home. he's factoring all expenses. Oh, my God. Steven. Strap in, buddy. It's only going to get worse.
What about, If I wanted you to kiss Steven on the lips, how much would you charge to kiss Steven on the lips?
Wow. Okay, kiss Steven on the lips. We're going to start with Rich this time. Rich, how much do you think he said he would charge Steven?
I'm going to go with $5,000.
$5,000 for a lip kiss. Okay, put you on hold. We're going to go to Ryan next. Ryan, what's your guess?
$3,000.
Okay. $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $3,000. Put you on hold. And then, Larry, what is your guess?
I think I'm going $1. Yeah.
You're going $1. Okay, I liked Larry's strategy here. He's playing Price is Right rules really well. Here we go. This is to kiss Steven on the lips. What did Fred say?
That's going to cost you a little bit more. I'm thinking $500,000.
$500,000?
Yeah.
Half a million to kiss Steven.
Oh my God. Steven, he wants $500,000 to kiss you on the lips. What do you think?
Fair price.
All right. Wow. Jeez, I'm in the wrong business.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. $500,000.
This guy really doesn't want to
this
get near
guy.
Me.
Is this the hottest man on the planet?
He's got the hustle.
Oh my God.
So Rich got that point there.
This is unbelievable, Rich.
Wow.
That is $500,000.
Wow. I've met Steven. That's probably a reasonable offer.
Oh.
I met him at the first mapping. I think I'm the one that got him to wear that egg in his mouth.
All right, put you on hold. There you go. Okay, Rich has met you, and he agrees with Fred. $500,000 to kiss you on the lips.
Love you too, Rich.
Jeez. All right. So far, what is it? We got one and one?
One and one. Ryan and Rich both with one. Right. You got that too, Mateo?
Yep.
All right. Okay, here we go.
How much would you charge to let Steven give you a hickey?
Wow. Okay, Steven.
Oh, my God.
Get a hickey. We're going to start with Larry this time. Larry, what is your guess here? How much do you think Fred would charge to let Steven give him a hickey?
Yeah.
Okay, so Steven is kissing on the nape of his neck. What do you think?
Well, this guy's clearly a good old Southern boy who ain't no homo, so I'm going to go with that. $1 million.
What'd you say? A million? $1 million.
Who was that? Larry? I'm sorry.
That's Larry.
Okay, million.
Who clearly has
all right
Southern ties. Ryan.
Man, $1.4 million.
$1.4 million. We are getting into Oceanside real estate prices in order for Steven to kiss you on the neck. Rich, what is your guess?
Sorry, man. I'm going to go with a dollar.
Oh, he's going opposite. $1.
That's my strategy for today.
Okay, right. I like it. Rich is saying $1. What's the price? Guesses right now?
We have Ryan at $1.4 million, Rich at $1, and Larry at $1 million.
Okay, here we go. What did Fred Facebook say? Money. This is Stephen the Cleaning Guy giving Fred a hickey. How much would he charge?
That's a real tough one. Real life numbers. All right, I $3,000.
$3,000? What?
$3,000.
That's not bad. $3,000? This guy's all over the place.
Makes no sense.
Well, I mean, if we're going by like the last person we asked, they're going to kiss me on the mouth, and he has a small chance of getting herpes.
Wow.
That's right. Wow.
Wow. So Rich has 2 points now.
Rich, congratulations.
Sorry.
You went $1 and it paid off. Wow.
I mean, the Price is Right rules, like I heard, brother. Good.
Hey, that's good.
That's good. Put you on hold.
All right,
here we go. It's a real $3,000.
That's unbelievable. What was the one before it that he said $500,000? Was it the kiss?
Kiss on the lips.
Wow. Kiss on the lips. $500,000.
I'd rather kiss you on the lips than let you suck on my neck.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not a vampire. You're safe.
Don't bite.
Turn his mic off. Let's up the stakes a little bit then. How much would you charge to let Steven give you a mouth hug?
Oh, what?
He would, you know, perform oral sex.
You gotta be joking.
No, there's gotta be. Look, man, it doesn't have to be a low number. Just give me a number. How much would it cost?
Okay. You just picture this guy going about his day.
Yeah, right?
And he's being asked these questions. The guy's on his lunch break, probably. What? No idea what he got himself into.
Wow.
Okay, a mouth hug. Okay, hey, Fifth Men. Okay, I'm on the line right now. Please censor yourself. Don't go into uncharted territory here. Ryan, how much do you think Fred on the street would charge for a mouth hug?
I have no clue. This guy's weird. $1.5 million.
Okay. Right. $1.5 million. We're gonna go to Larry next. Larry,
I'm gonna go $1,000.
$1,000, says Larry. I guess a kiss on the lips is pretty intimate.
Yeah.
Let's go with Rich here. Rich, what's your guess?
Sorry, Larry. $1,000 and one.
Oh! Boy. Yeah, that's how you play the game, though. Here we go. Let's find out how much would it cost. This is for to receive a mouth hug, right? This isn't Fred giving one. This is one Fred getting one.
It, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what you said, yeah.
Fred getting one from Steven.
Yep.
Here we go.
If I said $500,000 for him to just kiss me, I guess. How much? You said a million. That's a real life number.
A million? A million's not bad. Steven, what do you think?
I was expecting four times.
All right, there you go. See?
Wow. Steven was expecting $4 million.
A million. Dude, wow. Rich wins again.
Rich. We still have one more, though.
I'm just saying, he gets another point.
Oh, Rich, yeah. Hey, Rich, congratulations. Another point goes to you, sir.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit on that one.
Exactly. All right, here we go. Another question. Let's find out what happens. This is, again, the game. How much would it take?
All right, last question, all right? How much would you cost Steven to face sit on you?
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Can you repeat that?
How much would you charge to, let Steven sit on your face, basically? Naked.
This might be the most I want for any of the questions that you've asked me.
All right, so.
Jesus. Steven. God damn.
So good.
All right.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
Wait, do it again.
God.
All right, here we go. Ryan, how much do you think Fred would charge for Steven to treat his face like a toilet seat? What do you got?
$2 million.
$2 million. Okay. Rich, what is your guess?
A bullet to the head. I'm sorry, man. I'm gonna take it up a whole bunch. I'm gonna go $5 million, and he's gonna hit that. That's his answer, man. $5 million.
That is nasty. I am not arguing with that one bit. Larry, what is your guess?
$4,999,000.
$4 billion.
Oh my God.
With a B or million?
B.
Million.
Oh, yeah, million. Wow. Okay, 4,999,999 all the way. Okay, $1 less. All right, put you on hold. Okay. Let's find out if bullet to your head is the real answer. Here we go.
At least 50 million. I need
50 million?
Damn. I need Marvel money.
$50 million it is, dude. Fred, thank you so much, Fred. I appreciate it, man, for your time.
$50 million. I mean, it's the weirdest thing that's ever happened. But it's all right.
I need Marvel money.
Marvel money.
Congratulations, Rich, with 4 points.
Rich, you won,
wow,
my friend.
Oh,
clean sweep.
Oh, boy. Congratulations. Do you feel like
you
know Las Vegas even better now?
I need a tissue, and I'll be fine in a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
BS in the morning.
It's just fun to wake up to him.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.